Report from the BBC with Paul Salt. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, QPR and Chelsea finish 0-0 after Anton Ferdinand refuses to shake the hand of Terry and Cole.
The players, I think they have behaved very professionally, both sets of players, and it was the right attitude that they showed.
And Manchester United win 4-0 after an excellent day for their new signings.
This is Bootner. Oh, it's a brilliant run into the penalty area, and the ball goes into the net, and Alexander Bootner has scored a fantastic goal. The new left-back scores at Old Trafford.
But first, with the classified football results, starting with the English Premier League, here's James Alexander Gordon.
Barclays Premier League. Arsenal 6, Southampton 1. Aston Villa 2, Swansea City 0. Fulham 3, West Bromwich Albion 0. Manchester United 4, Wigan Athletic 0. Norwich City 0, West Ham United 0. Queen's Park Rangers 0, Chelsea 0. Stoke City 1, Manchester City 1. Sunderland 1, Liverpool 1. NPower Championship. Barnsley 1, Blackpool 1. Bolton Wanderers 2, Watford 1. Bristol City 3, Blackburn Rovers 5. Burnley 5, Peterborough United 2. Cardiff City 2, Leeds United 1. Huddersfield Town 1, Derby County 0. Hull City 4, Millwall 1. Middlesbrough 2, Ipswich Town 0. Nottingham Forest 2, Birmingham City 2. Clydesdale Bank Scottish Premier League. Dundee 1, Motherwell 2. Hibernian 2, Kilmarnock 1. Inverness Caledonian Thistle 1, Aberdeen 1. St Johnstone 2, Celtic 1. St Mirren 2, Heart of Midlothian 0.
So Anton Ferdinand refused to shake the hand of Chelsea's John Terry and Ashley Cole in the goalless draw at Loftus Road. The game had been dogged by controversy over whether the handshake would take place. In the end, the QPR player didn't offer his hand to Terry or to Cole, who had been a character witness at the trial earlier in the summer. The BBC's John Southall got reaction from Mark Hughes and Roberto Di Matteo.
I thought we acquitted ourselves really well. I thought the manner of our performance was assured and calm, and I thought we dictated to no less a team than the European champions today for long periods, and I thought we were good in possession. I thought we created chances as well, which on another day we possibly might have converted. So for long periods I thought we were in control of on paper was a very difficult fixture for us, but credit to the players. I thought the manner of the performance was excellent. We were a little bit compromised early on because we lost obviously Andy Johnson and Fabio in the first half, so at those times then you've got to dig in and make sure that you see the game out, and we did that quite comfortably.
I know you're no fan of pre-match handshakes. Were you expecting what Anton Ferdinand did today with John Terry and Ashley Cole?
I didn't actually see what he did. I was coming down the tunnel with Robbie Di Matteo, so we missed it. After all the hype, I missed the handshake. But there you go, never mind.
You missed the highlight.
No, the game was a highlight, which I tried to emphasise before the match. I thought it was a really good competitive Premier League game and played in the right manner with good respect on both sides, Sean. And that was the important thing, that the game was protected today.
I thought that in the first half we were very much in control of the game. We created a number of very, very good opportunities for us to score. And I think we were only just missing the goal, and also the penalty incident in the first half as well didn't help, that we didn't get them.
And how much was the game sort of supercharged by all the talk beforehand, the debate about the handshake, which in the end never happened between Anton Ferdinand, actually John Terry and Ashley Cole?
I thought that everybody focused on the football at the end, and of course there's going to be high emotions running in a game that's like this because of the rivalry between the two clubs. But the players, I think they have behaved very professionally, both sets of players, and it was the right attitude that they showed.
The English Premier League champions Manchester City were held to a draw by Stoke at the Britannia Stadium after the Potters scored a controversial goal at the Britannia Stadium after the Potters scored a controversial goal in the first half. After the game, Roberto Mancini expressed disbelief at the first goal being allowed.
I suppose that one referee doesn't see this is a basketball, not football.
No, the game. We know the theory is always difficult. I think that every year we do 1-1 draw, but today was a difficult game. But I didn't see from the bench this goal. It's incredible. And after, in the end, we were so unlucky. We had two chances to score. But their first goal, it's impossible to concede a goal like this.
And the goal scorer, Peter Crouch, admitted that luck had been on their side.
Might have been the slight suspicion of handball, I'll be honest, but you know, you carry on playing, you know, play to the whistle, and you know, I've probably got a bit of a break there and put it in, obviously, and you know, giving our side the lead, and I thought we did, you know, very well to manage Man City from that point on, and you know, thoroughly deserved the point, could have been three.
Manchester United picked up a comfortable 4-0 win over Wigan at Old Trafford. Paul Scholes opened the scoring in his 700th appearance for the club, and new additions to United's squad played a key role, with Alex Boutner assisting the second goal before scoring the third, and Nick Powell scoring with a 20-yard strike to seal the win. Boutner spoke to the BBC's Jonathan Pearce about the dream start to his Manchester United career.
I'm happy we win this game and that I can score my first game. It's fantastic. I want to score, I want to give passes. I think today I score one and give one pass, the assist, and yeah, I'm happy with this.
And what's it like coming here? I know you'd have played at Ajax and Feyenoord and the big Dutch clubs, but Old Trafford, Manchester United, stars everywhere.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. When I come on the field and I look around, it was beautiful for me also. I was a little bit nervous. I think it's normal. And yeah, when I play the game, it's go away, and I want to win. And that's happening today, and I'm very happy.
Arsenal continued their solid start to the season with an impressive 6-1 win over Southampton at the Emirates Stadium. Saints manager Nigel Adkins was philosophical after the defeat, saying people shouldn't be surprised that they are bottom of the table.
Well, obviously, from our point of view, you want to keep good possession of the football. And if you turn it over a little bit too cheaply, as we did on occasions, then obviously the quality of some of the Arsenal play punished us. The reality, when we looked at the fixtures, Manchester City, Manchester United and Arsenal, realistically, nobody thought we'd get anything from it. The fact of the matter is we haven't. We have scored goals in every game. We've got belief about what we're trying to do. If anything, I suppose we turn around and say, right, the next game is a home to Aston Villa. And that's, in reality, probably where our league starts.
Aston Villa got their first win of the season with a 2-0 victory over Swansea, which was their first defeat of the season. It finished goalless between Norwich and West Ham, and Dimitar Berbatov continued his impressive start at Fulham with two goals in their 3-0 win over West Brom. Liverpool are still looking for their first win of the season, but they managed to get a point away at Sunderland. It finished 1-1 at the Stadium of Light. In the other football results in Serie A, Palermo drew 1-1 with Cagliari, and AC Milan were booed off the pitch after suffering a shock 1-0 home defeat by Atalanta. In Spain, Barcelona won 4-1 in their away match against Getafe. Real Madrid slumped to a 1-0 defeat at Sevilla. And in the Bundesliga, Bayern Munich took a 3-1 victory over Mainz, and Borussia Dortmund won 3-0 against Bayer Leverkusen. In tennis, the Bryan brothers beat the Marcel Granollers and Mark Lopez to win their Davis Cup semi-final doubles 6-3, 3-6, 7-5, 7-5 on Saturday. David Ferrer plays John Isner in Sunday's reverse singles, and a win will put Spain into the final. Thomas Burdick and Radek Stepanek posted a straight sets doubles victory on Saturday to give the Czech Republic a 2-1 lead. That's in their semi-final, which is against Argentina. Before we go, a reminder of our top story. Anton Ferdinand refused to shake the hand of John Terry and Ashley Cole as QPR drew with Chelsea at Loftus Road. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day. But for now, that's the latest world sport.